big bucks up there. And
up! Number $5,000 out of Stan Michael. 5739 in Cheryl's position in the game. A lot of money at stake.
Stop
at Hong Kong.
Right.
A trip to Hong Kong, Scott.
Stop.
Oh.
He got you.
All right, Michael, here you go.
He got you.
Who's the champion, Kathy or Michael? $1,500 and it's Michael. Pulled it out by $400 over Kathy. Congratulations, Michael.
Today, these three players are at their high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Kamarkin.
Thank you once again, Rod Roddy. Welcome, everyone, to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game. And now let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Susan Veets. How are you, Susan? $18,376. It might have earned a little bit of interest overnight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I hope so. You want to make some more, I bet.
I don't believe it. Yes, that would be fine.
I had a sense when you won that you didn't realize you won.
It takes a long time to believe that anybody's going to give you $18,000 of anything.
You earned it. We're not going to give it to you. You earned it. Let's see how you can do today. You ready to meet your competitors?
I'm ready.
All right, let's meet the first one, Naomi Smith. How are you, Naomi?
Okay. Nervous.
There's a fan club out there, Naomi. You have an animal that does something rather unusual. You want to tell us about it, Naomi?
Well, I have a little parrot, cute, adorable, tame. His name is Elliot. And he's so tame, when you want to go pet him on his back, he lifts up his wings so you'll get underneath there. But he likes to watch the show with me, and he'll sit there, and when that whammy guy comes by and starts laughing, he starts laughing too.
This is one day you don't want him to laugh, right?
Right.
Okay.
I don't even want
Elliot
him to watch.
Away. All right. Good luck, Naomi. Welcome.
Thank you.
And our third player is Alan Bendich. How are you, Alan?
Fantastic.
Are you studying acting, I understand?
Yes.
Okay, and you once saved a person's life, I understand.
Yeah, a woman was choking on a piece of lettuce, of all things, and I administered the Heimlich maneuver.
Which is when you squeeze
a piece of lettuce just came out of her face.
Well, well done. Let's see if you can make some money on Press Your Luck. You ready?
Right. I'm ready.
Okay. Players, I've got four questions. Your correct answers when you spin the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzz and answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice, you get one spin. The more spins you have, obviously, the more money you can win because that board has boku bucks, boku prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop. You'll make money as I did, $500. However, on occasion, I think I'm up to $2,000, am I not? Thank you so much. You can hit a whammy. If you do that, he takes away all your money. He's done that to me about 7 times. So I've wound up with a net zip dollars. You don't want to be in that position, so beware. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Here we go. According to the New York Times, the average owner of a microwave oven uses it to heat one thing primarily. What is that one thing, Susan?
Coffee.
Coffee, all right. Is the correct answer coffee, frozen foods, or potatoes? Naomi?
I'm going to say frozen foods.
Frozen foods, says Naomi. Let's go to Alan.
Frozen foods.
Frozen foods. Well, microwaves are mostly used to heat water or coffee or tea. And Susan picks up a mighty big three spins. Interesting. I would have thought it was frozen foods, too, and then I would have earned no spins as well. So I wouldn't have helped you much. Okay, second question. How many days does the average American worker call in sick each year? Naomi?
Three.
All right, is the correct answer 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days? Susan?
5 days.
Five, says Susan. Let's go to Alan.
Four.
All right, the average worker calls in sick, 5 times a year. Susan goes to a big four. Naomi and Alan have yet to be heard from, but we've got our third question. Let's see if you can jump in with some spins on this one. You're more liable to reach for these when you have a cold, although they were originally meant to be used as gas mask filters during World War I. What are they? Alan?
Tissues.
Tissues, all right. Is the correct answer tissues, aspirin, or towels? What do you think, Susan?
Tissues,
says Susan. Let's go to Naomi.
I'm going to agree with tissues.
Tissues. Originally, they were gas mask filters. Now they're called Kleenex or tissues. Correct. Susan goes to 5. Naomi picks up a spin, and so does Alan. Alan picks up 3 because he buzzed in. Sorry. I'm sorry, but you're not sorry. You're happy. 3 spins. Okay, here's the 4th question. What popular children's television show was banned in Saudi Arabia because one of the stars... Susan.
Sesame Street.
Because one of the stars is a pig. Is the answer Sesame Street, Snoopy, or The Muppet Show? Naomi?
I'm going to say The Muppet Show.
Naomi says The Muppet Show. Let's go to Alan.
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show. The children's show that was banned because of a pig is The Muppet Show. Susan stays at 5. Naomi goes to 2, and Alan goes to 4. That was the last question, so you're all going to have a chance to convert those spins into big Krusty Luck dollars. So don't go away, because you're staying, and I'm staying. Come on back. It is time for the board, and that big board has $13,000 in cash on it, well as some prizes and some whammies, so be careful. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round, and of course, that's the place where you want to be. That's an advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn. If you have a fear of the whammy, 4 whammies put you out of the game. All right? The player with the fewest spins plays first. That player is Naomi with 2 spins, $0. Naomi, are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Okay, no whammies. Come on. Stop.
Stop at $500. One spin left, $500. Let it go.
Okay, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $700. You're up to $1,200, Naomi. Well done. Avoided the whammy. Let's see if that $1,200 holds up for first place. We're going to go to Alan with 4 spins, $0. Are you ready, Alan?
Let's do it.
Stop. Stop at $500. Right. Second place, 3 spins left. Stretch your luck. One pass. Going to go. Stop at a food factory.
Right.
Why not? Food factory worth $440. You're at $940. $260 less than
go
Naomi. We're
going to
go.
Stop.
Stop at $750. First place with $1,690. $790 more than Naomi. One spin left.
Pass it.
Pass it. It goes to Naomi. One spin to you, Naomi. $1,200. Alan gives it to you. Let's see what he gave you. You ready?
Okay,
you have
ready.
To take it. $1,200
okay.
on the line.
No whammy.
Let's see what you do with it.
Stop.
Stop at $750. He gave you first place. $1,950 for now. Thank you. And Naomi says to Alan, we go to Susan, our champ. $0, but 5 spins. Susan, looking for first place.
So, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a diamond pendant.
Woo!
Valued at $375. Third place, 4 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $450. You're up to 8.25. Third place, 3 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $300. That's $1,125. Third place, 2 spins, about $500 less than Alan. Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at a motorbike.
Oh,
motorbike valued at $778. You are now up to $1,903. $47 less than Naomi. We have 1 spin. If you can get the 47 or 48, you'll have first place. Or you can pass it to Naomi. If she whammies, you have first place.
I'm going to go for it.
Go for it yourself. Susan's looking for something over 47, and she got it. $700. $2,603. You have first place. You have the advantage, Susan. Naomi has $1,950. Alan, $1,690. And we'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises. Right after this, so hurry back. Players, in my greasy little fingers, I have 4 more questions. Those questions hopefully will become answers. I have great confidence in you, and those answers can become spins and spins, and this round can be worth as much as $5,000, as Susan well knows. With that in mind, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to take it all home and come back again next time. Are you ready? Here we go with the first question. What color eyes does the original Barbie doll have? Susan?
Blue.
All right, is the correct answer blue, brown, or green, Naomi?
I think it's blue.
Naomi says blue. Alan.
Blue.
Blue. The original Barbie had blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Susan picks up three spins. Naomi picks up a spin. And Alan picks up a spin. I will not ask you, Alan, how you knew the color of Barbie's eyes. We'll just go to the second question. You look like a nice guy. Okay. What is the average age difference between a husband and wife in a first, Susan?
2 years.
In a first marriage, Susan says 2 years. Is the correct answer 2 years, 1 year, or 3 years, Naomi?
I'm going to go with 1 year.
1 year, says Naomi.
I'm going to go with 3 years.
3 years, just to be different. The average age difference between the partners in a first marriage is 2 years. Susan goes to six. Naomi and Alan stay where they are. Let's go to the third question. Of every 10 divorced mothers, how many end up with custody of the children? Alan?
Seven.
Seven is the correct answer. Seven, eight, or nine? Susan?
Eight.
Eight, says Susan. Let's try Naomi.
I'm going to say eight.
You're going to say eight. Well, gang, 9 out of 10 women end up with the custody of the children. It is ever so true. No spins. Fourth question. Alan's still blinking. I don't know why. Okay. But you're trying to get my attention or something. All right, here's the fourth and final question. What American city is known as the city of brotherly love? Susan?
Philadelphia.
Is the correct answer Philadelphia, Boston, or Pittsburgh, Naomi?
I think it's Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. What do you think, Alan?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. The city of brotherly love is, of course, Philadelphia. Susan goes to 9, Naomi to 2, and Alan to 2. That was the last question. That means all our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner is going to be at Fresh Luck. So come on back. We'll be starting with the money. Does $50,000 do anything for you?
Yeah.
A little bit? Well, we've got $50,000 up there on that board. In fact, we have one prize worth more than $5,000. There's also some whammies, so you want to be careful. Let's take a look at your dollar totals. Alan, $1,690. Naomi, $1,950. And Susan, you've got the lead with $2,603, so you can enjoy your brief respite while we go to the player with the fewest dollars, and that is Alan with $1,690. Two spins. Alan, are you ready to make some money?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go. Stop at a catamaran.
Wow.
$3,500. You're now at $5,190. First place. One spin left. You have about $2,500 more. Awesome. Let it go. Looking for big bucks.
Stop
at $1,500. $6,690. First place. Let's see how it holds up. We're going to go to Naomi. With $1,950 and two spins, let's see how you can do, Naomi.
Okay, come on. Big bucks. Stop
at $2,000. You're up to $39.50, second place, one spin left, Naomi.
I'm
going
to go for it.
All right, she's going.
Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop. First whammy of the game, he did you in. No dollars, no more spins. The game is not over, however, because we're going to go to Susan with $2,603, champ, nine spins. Are you ready?
Ready. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,250. $3,853, second place, eight spins.
Stop
and go back two spaces to $4,000 and a spin. $7,853, eight spins. What are you going to do?
Let's
first
go.
Place, going to go.
Stop
at $750 and a spin. That gives you $8,603 with eight spins. Susan?
Eight
big ones.
Let's go.
Going to go.
Stop
at $5,000 and a spin. $13,603, eight spins. What are you going to do, Susan?
How much money do
you have? $7,000 more than Alan. But you have eight spins.
Going
to go.
Stop
it. Go back two spaces to $4,000 and a spin. You now have $17,603. You still have eight spins, Susan. What are you
going
to do with the eight spins?
Going to
go. Going to go. $17,1500. You're now at $19,103. Seven spins left. Susan, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take it. Let's go.
Going to go.
Stop.
$19,1500. You're at $20,603. Six spins left, Susan. What are you going to do?
How much am I leading him by?
You have $14,000 more than Alan. You have six spins. One more, she says. One more.
Stop
at $1,500 again. 22,103. All five spins get passed. They come to you, Alan. Five, you've got to take 66.90. You needed them because you've got some catching up to do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. One at a time. 66.90 on the
Stop.
Line. Stop at $2,000.
Right. Come on.
We're up to 86.90. Four spins left. Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Strategy changes. You do have one whammy. You have $0. We're going to take the three spins that are in the pass column, put them in the earn column, which means you can either go and make some more money or you can pass those spins to Susan. And, well, if you whammies and whammies at the end, you'll all wind up coming back. You have three spins. What's your pleasure? You can make some money and pass, or you can pass now.
I'm going to pass them.
You're going to pass them now?
I pass them all.
All right, they go to Susan. Three spins to you, Susan. $22,103 is on that line. Wow. Here we go. You've got to take them one at a time.
Okay. Stop.
Stop at $750. You're up. To $22,853. Two spins left, Susan.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Stop.
Stop at $1,250. You're up to $24,103. Susan, if you can avoid the whammy on this turn, you will be the champion once again with who knows how much money. $24,103. Susan, are you ready? If you whammy, however, everybody will come back.
Stop!
Stop at $1,500. And Susan, you did it with $25,603. And we'll be right back to find out exactly what you won, or more, what you didn't win, right after this message. Press your luck winner, Susan Beats, with $25,603. Susan, Rod Roddy's going to extol the virtues of all the goodies you've won. Rod?
I sure will, Peter. Susan, listen to this. You've won a diamond pendant courtesy of Gordon's Jewelers. This contemporary design features six shimmering diamonds in an elegant 14-karat gold setting from Gordon's Jewelers. And Susan, you've won a fabulous motorbike, a Honda Passport. Perfect for trips too big for the feet, yet too small for the car. Easy to ride, easy to park. We'll carry one or two comfortably. The Passport is easy on the budget. Those prizes totaling $1,153 combined with the $24,450 in cash you won today and the $18,376 in cash and prizes you won previously gives you a grand total and an all-time record high on Press Your Luck, Susan, of $43,979. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Susan. $43,979. As Rod just said, that is an all-time record on Press Your Luck. It's the all-time record. Also, the day's winnings, $25,000 and change, is the record for the day. So you broke every record we've had. You are now all alone in that Hall of Fame. And you know our rule, $25,000 is our limit. But you didn't listen. You went way over it. And you're going to keep every penny over the $25,000. The whole $43,979 is yours. But you are a retired champion. You have broken the bank.
Huh.
Thank you, Susan. Spend the money wisely. It was well-earned. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you all. It's been wonderful.
And Naomi and Alan, you will not be going away empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. And just think about it. You're in on a little piece of history, right? Some consolation for you. Thank you for being with us. We have some words of wisdom from Rosemary Keene of Brooklyn, New York. Beware of the whammy who lives in the board, lest he add your money to his hoard. This is Peter Tamargan saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Randall and the Rug Doctor, the original steam carpet cleaner with vibrating brush. Remember, there's only one Rug Doctor, steam and mad as dirt. Plus, a generous supply of Kentucky Fried Chicken, as tender and juicy bite after bite. At Kentucky Fried Chicken, we do chicken right. And Hamilton Beach's deluxe Drinkmaster milkshake machine with two mixing speeds for making perfect milkshakes, diet drinks, and more from Hamilton Beach, Scoville. Also, Icy Hot relieves minor arthritis pain for hours with soothing coolness plus penetrating warmth. Use Icy Hot only as directed. And heat up to 12 ounces of water in 90 seconds with this hot shot beverage maker. Stainless steel tank for long life, signal light, and dispense level included. Plus, Control. Discover the secret of losing weight with Control. Control capsules give your willpower the help it needs so you eat less and lose weight. Use as directed.